when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio fans out there, all you precious Blood River Radio family members. We don't have fans, we have family members. But I'm back. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. In case you recognize my voice, I am the founder of Blood River Radio. In case y'all forgot, I've been gone for, well, today it's been a month. It's been a month since I've been out. And, you know, we found this radio station for just one purpose, and that was to fight against global white genocide. Anyway, we are proudly syndicated nationally by Liberty News Radio, and the old Sam Bushman, who called me last week, and I was just telling little Liz before we went on, it's usually two things, and neither one of them are good when he calls, but it wasn't. It was a great call, man. He was wanting to know when are we going to come back. People are asking about us. So anyway, I was sick as hell there for a while. I really was. But even while I was sick, I've been having to do a lot of work, and we've raised $4,000 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital this quarter, which brings us to a total of $25,000 we raised for the New York Marathon through St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But I'm getting off on my infamous rabbit trails. Like we said, this is Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and today is the 5th of October in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty God, the only name in which a man can be saved, the only name under the sun. And people, you know, we always do a prayer before we do anything. And we have the one and only general, my leader, your leader, the League of head honcho, the founder of the League of the South, none other than Fighting Dr. Michael Hill. How are you doing today, Dr. Hill?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine. Good to be back on with you. And I'm glad you're back on the broadcast here. We've missed you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not being dramatic, but you know, I kept praying to God, please let me get back in my marathon training schedule. I don't want to miss out on that marathon. And there for a while, I forgot the damn marathon. I started praying, just let me survive. And that's the God's truth. And so the God brought me through, just like he brought Lizzie and him through down there during that hellish hurricane. No one got hurt. But anyway, thank you so much, Dr. Hill, my brother, our leader. I tell you, I'll never forget the way you led us up there in Charlottesville, brother. If I live to be 110. Anyway, if you will, you're the man. Just take us to prayer, if you will. Take us to the Lord, Dr. Hill, if you don't mind. Do us that great honor.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful October day. And we thank you for bringing Eddie back to health and bringing him back on the air today. We pray that you'll guide and direct our words and our thoughts and our actions that stem from them. Let us be your warriors, your soldiers, and let us be victors in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who reigns and rules at your right hand over the affairs of men. Give us wisdom, give us strength, give us courage, and let us never back down from our principles and never back down from a fight that is just. Lord, I pray that you will take us through this program and let all the words that we say be for the benefit of the earth. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1,000 times amen. Dr. Hill, you're cutting in and out pretty bad right there. Can you get closer to a window? Of course, Nancy, Miss Lizzie, Miss Teenage America, what should he do to, I've heard you get closer to a window. Give us a little advice there.
All right. How does this sound? Does this sound okay?
Much better, much better, much better.
Very good, very good. All right, I'm facing the window.
All righty. That's just one thing I picked up from either Jay or Little Lizzie. She is a whiz. But you know what? Jay didn't give his kids rattles to play with their babies. He gave them a mouse and a computer. They've learned tech stuff from day one. But before I forget, I'd like to mention a brother. I had talked to somebody I hadn't talked to in a long time today, Dr. Hill. Talked to our brother, David Duke. And I didn't know he had been, I won't say what's wrong or what he's going through because he may not want me to. He was in a big hurry. But he's been under a lot of duress lately. People, so if you will, keep Dr. David Duke in your prayers, if you will, because he sure needs them. If anybody does, he needs them right now. So keep him in your prayers. Anyway, with that, before I forget, we need to mention the donors we had while I was gone. We had Old Biscuit. Old Biscuit, I'll tell you what, without Biscuit, without Jay-Z, there would be no Blood River Radio. It's that simple. It's that simple. And even the old Bitter Ender himself, old Gene Andrews, the Bitter Ender, sent a card in and a donation. I guess he thought they could use it for flowers or hospital bill, whatever, or cemetery. But he's off. The old Bitter Ender, he's up with the Girl Scouts. I mean, with the Boy Scouts this afternoon. If I went up there, I bet you'd be a bunch of Girl Scouts. But he said that the Boy Scouts are up at the Forest Home, and he didn't want them to burn the place down. And so he's got to go up there, and they camp out and do all that kind of stuff. A quick outline, like I said, Gene's off tonight. Nancy's off tonight. We'll have Miss Monica coming in the second hour. And also, we have somebody who had been on a long time, Matt Goodwin. He's going to come on, Dr. Hill, and he's going to tell us he has relatives in North Carolina. And he's going to bring us boots on the ground, a quick update, up-to-date news about how things are going up there. And that's a real hot topic. We won't cover that on this hour, probably, about the FEMA and how they've been screwing over the white people up there. Well, anyway, Dr. Hill, I'm just going to open with a quick, I got time. With a quick, I'm going to make this in 5 minutes. And then we're going to turn the whole thing over to Dr. Hill. This is totally unrehearsed. We are in one hell of a shape. Sometimes I wonder why I even keep doing this broadcast, Dr. Hill. We're just outnumbered and outgunned so bad. We've had a full communist takeover. And Dr. Hill, I thought I knew everything there was to know almost when I started this radio program 6 years ago. Incidentally, next Saturday, will be their exact 6-year anniversary of Blood River Radio. And I thought there was a lot of people you could depend on, a lot of guys that had the same beliefs that we had, the same agenda. But I found out, and Dr. Hill knows what I'm talking about, so many, the vast majority, I'm afraid, of the so-called alt-right, the so-called right guys, the so-called brothers that we used to have, that I used to think we had, they have different agendas. And I'm sorry to find out that most of them I have found out recently and I'm not going to I'm not going to pull my punches, are a bunch of stinking cowards. Just a stinking, rotten traitors and cowards. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not kidding you. If when it hits the fan, I would not want to be around them. Because you can't trust them. They will turn on you. If they had a chance to rat you out to get a better deal with the cops or the feds, son, you consider yourself ratted out. I found all that out. I don't think these people really have anything they really believe in. They don't really. They have no principles they stand on. And I'm just going to give you a prototype of some of the people I'm talking about. If you want to know who I'm talking about, pull up the Southern Cultural website and go in and see who was down at that stinking cabal get-together back a month or so ago. Everybody on that list, I denounce them. I don't want to be around them in any way, shape, form, or fashion because I have honor. Dr. Hill has honor. They don't. And I've talked to several people about that before they went down there. And they would not listen. They said they're going down there to be damned, come hell or high water. And they went down there. And I'm just a little radio guy, and I have no money. I cannot send donations to any of these people. But I tell you what, I do not trust you people anymore. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be associated with you. And then furthermore, when the shit hits the fan, my first bayonet thrust will not be on the niggas and the Jews. It's going to be on you guys, you traitors. There's nothing lower than a traitor. There's nothing lower than a race traitor. I don't trust you. I want nothing to do with you people down there. And because I wouldn't waste a bullet on you people. And that's my narrative. Now I'm going to turn everything over to Dr. Hill. That really, really boils me, man, what happened here lately. They threw Dr. Hill to the wolves. They threw the real League of the South to the people of the League of the South, threw them out. And that's, I'm going to shut up, and hopefully that'll be the last time I'll have to mention that again, unless we get ran on here to do one more show to explain to people exactly what we're talking about. We talk about with Tumpka, because I had one listener and donor who wants to know what the hell we're talking about that. So Rand might come on and talk about that. Anyway, we've got to go to a quick break. We come back, and we turn this microphone over to Dr. Hill. Be right back, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we're going to turn this mic over to Cooler Heads right now, who's just as damn tough, but much more eloquent. So the rest of this hour right here, it belongs to Dr. Hill, and I'm thinking I know he's probably going to talk about that stinking lawsuit for those Jews. We've got the old Jew legalese lawfare against him, but I don't know. He's going to talk about anything he wants to. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
No, I'm really tired of talking about all that legal stuff. That's what I've been talking about for 7 years now. So, but you did bring up the terrible situation in Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee, and as well North Georgia, extreme North Georgia, and South Carolina got hit pretty good with this too. But I think our people should watch this very closely, because you're seeing right now how much the U.S. government cares about you as a Southerner, particularly people in rural areas. And I mean, that area that we're talking about is mountainous. It's full of Scots-Irish, very, very self-reliant people, very tough people. But this, and I've talked to several people on the ground up there too, and we've been gathering supplies and stuff here in North Alabama, and a big load of them went out this morning up into East Tennessee, and they were offloaded up there, and then they were going to be shipped on further up into East Tennessee and West North Carolina. But it's amazing the response that has been forthcoming from well, mainly Southerners, but people all over the country, really, in trying to help these poor people, because FEMA and the United States government are not going to help them. In fact, what they're going to do is to try and hamper anybody who's trying to help these people, mainly because FEMA would much rather spend the money that they take out of your tax money and mine, Eddie, and help illegal immigrants get settled here to replace us. So it's fallen upon the shoulders of other white folks, mainly in the South, to help these folks over there in the mountains, because it is a terrible situation over there, and we haven't been told the truth about the degree of severity that this thing caused. I mean, it is terrible, and it's going to take a long, long time for the recovery to take place, and it's going to take a lot of help. And we just need to get FEMA out of the way and any other federal organization out of the way, because they're not going to do anything but hinder the relief effort and the cleanup with their rules and regulations. And in fact, to be quite honest, their anti-white agenda. So FEMA can go to hell. It's an enemy of the Southern people, of black people, and I can remember back when Katrina hit down on the Louisiana Mississippi coast 19 years ago, 2005, in August, late August. We gathered in the league. We gathered up enough stuff to fill up a big transfer truck load full, and we took it down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we're going to leave it with our Mississippi state chairman who lived down there. And we nearly had to fight FEMA to get through. We managed to get through because we had them outnumbered at the particular place that we were, and they were, and it was very difficult getting around. They couldn't call reinforcements in, so we had them outnumbered at the point of attack there, as it were, and we got that big rig through with all that all those supplies in it. So, you know, it's not like this is the first time that FEMA has tried to get in the way of people helping each other down here in the South, and they're doing it again. But I really do think this time, because of the proliferation of social media, which we didn't have back in 05, people are beginning to learn, you know, who's their friend and who's their enemy. And FEMA has gotten themselves a very, very bad reputation, and well-earned and well-deserved, I might add. But I would encourage people to get in touch with me at the league office, and we can help you get your donations, particularly your monetary donations, directed to some people who we trust, we know, people I've worked with personally for a long time. And I know that's one of the problems when something like this happens, is you don't quite know who to trust. But these people are people who are known to me personally. I've worked with them before, and they're good folks, and they're honest. So if you want to make a contribution, particularly a monetary contribution, you can contact me at the league office, and I will point you in the right direction of where to go to do that. But this is going to take a massive effort to clean this up, but it's something that we're going to have to do for ourselves, and it will be good practice for us too, because as we go on into the future, particularly I think as the next few months will show with the election and after the election. We're on our own, brother. We are on our own, and we better damn well get used to doing things for ourselves and for each other. And this is going to be a good, I won't call it a practice run, because this ain't practice. This is a real live, desperate situation up in the Appalachian Mountains. But it's going to be a good opportunity for us to get some experience in helping out our brothers and sisters when they need it. And I am just absolutely overjoyed with the response from the people that I've talked with, and people that I've, solicited help from. Nobody has said no This has been a really, really wonderful thing to see the outpouring of not only sympathy, but of generosity for these poor folks up there. And these are our people, Eddie. These are mountain folks. These are Scots, yes. Irish, Highland Scots, Irish, some Anglo-Saxon thrown in. You know, it's our people, and I'm just very proud of the way that our other folks here who are not in the area there that's afflicted have responded in such a positive way.
You know, we both have people in that part of the country, Dr. Hill. I've talked about Bloody Breathitt County, Kentucky on this show many times. We also have relatives in Virginia and North Carolina, and you're absolutely right. Those are the prototype people that first came and settled this country. The tough, you ain't nobody tougher than a Scotch-Irish. That's for damn sure. And, you know, Scotch-Irish will fight and fight the enemies. And when they run out of enemy, they'll fight, we'll fight each other. But, and that's who the government hates. Zog hates. And, you know, Dr. Hill, you said that we're going to be on our own. And if we were just on our own, that wouldn't be as bad, so bad. But not only are we on our own, we are on our own in facing a giant Zog, the Fed, the FEMA, the people that want us dead. They will not rest until we're dead. And the people controlling this Zog, this FEMA, whatever you want to talk about, the Yankee government, they're run by Jews. It's always a Jew. First time, always a Jew. I don't care what the problem is in the United States, in Canada, in the Western world, be it Australia, be it Europe, Germany, France. Is if you look at the problem, if you dig deep enough, you'll find a Jew. And they are sworn, they swore on the altar of their father Satan to wipe us out. And that's what they're trying to do with shots, crappy food, and now they're taking advantage of this horrible storm. And just like Dr. Hill said, I've also heard where to the white people in these mountain states that have suffered so bad are having to fight damn FEMA to get the food out that FEMA didn't have anything to do. Another thing you said, Dr. Hill, and I saw an article today, FEMA says, well, they're broke because they spent so much money on these non-white, on these feral animals they're bringing in. They're flying in from Haiti and Mexico and Guatemala and all over the world. And even some of the people I never thought would wake up are starting to wake up and talk about ethnic cleansing. Well, it's about time, but you know, it may be too damn late, people. I don't know. Back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, I don't think it's too late. I think what you're seeing here is, in a way, a great awakening of white folks, and the ones I'm concerned about are mainly in the South. We're seeing our people awaken to what you just said, Eddie. It's not that we're going to have to, you know, do this all ourselves, take care of ourselves. We don't have to do that while we're fighting against an active enemy. These people, you're right. When you said they want us dead, that's exactly what they want. They want us dead, but they want to wrench everything they can get out of us before we're dead. So. Yes. You know, it's not just we got to do it on our own. We have to fight against these people as well. And this is going to be a very, very touchy thing within the next, between now and January, late January. I think we're going to see some people waking up to just what a monstrous enemy that we face here. And you're absolutely right, sir. when it comes right down to it, it's always the Jew right there in the middle of it. Hey, I think our people know that by now, and I don't think that it shocks them anymore to hear that, at least not the Blood River Radio audience anyway. So
no way, Jose. We try to school them pretty good, and some of them school us. Well, Dr. Hill, we got to go to our second break. Be right back right after this break, folks. Hang on to your seats.
All right.
And tell these people to get their asbestos underwear on. Be right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty. protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Till Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Much higher taxes likely to be imposed on imports of electric vehicles from China to the EU after the majority of member states backed the plan.
This was a highly controversial decision. EU officials believe that manufacturers who build electric cars in China benefit from unfair subsidies from the government in Beijing. This could allow them to sell cars more cheaply on the European market than local manufacturers. The tariffs of up to 45% are designed to redress the balance. But the move attracted significant opposition, notably from Germany. There are serious concerns in Berlin that China could retaliate, and this might affect lucrative exports.
That is BBC correspondent Theo Leggett reporting. Brazil's Geological Service says one of the Amazon River's main tributaries dropping to its lowest level in 120 years, reflecting on the extreme severe drought in the region. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. South Carolina has set a date of November 1st for its next execution.
The state ramping up use of the death penalty after a 13-year pause. Richard Moore was sentenced to death in the September 1999 killing of convenience store clerk James Mahoney. The 59-year-old Moore will likely have a choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. South Carolina restarted its death chamber last month after a long pause caused by the expiration of its lethal injection drugs. A shield law and a change in the drugs used has given the state a new supply. John Scott reporting.
Texas rarely grants clemency for death row inmates, but that's not stopping a group of bipartisan lawmakers from showing their support for the man who's scheduled to die later this month. Representatives have visited with the man, also the Texas Board of Pardon Paroles, and the governor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, I'd like to throw out one more thing. You mentioned people. Keep David Duke in your prayers. I've known him since we were both, I guess, almost kids. And we have some things we disagree on. For instance, I'm a cold-blooded warrior. I don't believe in the so-called peaceful solution. I don't believe there is a peaceful solution. I think that trying to do peaceful solutions nowadays is just a show of weakness, whether intentional or unintentional. In his case, it would be totally unintentional because he's a brave man. But keep him in mind in your prayers. He needs it right. He needs it right now. I'd also like to throw out hello to my brother and sister, Pam and Dennis, up in Virginia. I meant to call them earlier, but they're listening to the show right now, and I love them to death. They have done so much for me. They really have. And I'd like to also throw out another holler to Old Biscuit and Jay-Z from AZ. I've communicated with them lately. I really have. Anyway, so much for that. Going back to Dr. Hill. Before I go to Dr. Hill, I'd like to say one note, Dr. Hill, I got something. I don't want to interrupt you, but I've got something, if I can work it in later. It has to do with J.D. Vance and Trump and how, you know, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. You're talking about straight-up Jews, man. But anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill.
No, and listen, if you want to work that in right now, that's fine. I can just listen and then sort of go off of that.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, I heard that, in fact, I was listening to a YouTube, and my old mind is not what it used to be. But J.D. Vance says, yes, America first, except for Israel. So evidently that infers to me, Dr. Hill, that he said Israel comes before the United States. And also I heard allegedly say from a very good, accurate source that I trust a lot, former President Trump said that Israel is the greatest country in the world. So if I had to pick one of the two, it wouldn't be Camel Toe Harris. It would be Trump. But man, I tell you what, if we are looking for somebody who's pro-white, pro-Southerner, pro-Christian, you're going to have to look a hell of a lot further than those two people, I'm afraid. Anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, I do agree with you about that, and not just the names that you mentioned there either, but it seems like over the last week or so since things flared up in the Middle East again, that the congressmen of both parties, congressmen and senators both, have lined up to see who can praise Israel the most. And I saw Lindsey Graham on a clip. I don't watch television, but I saw this on social media, a clip of Lindsey Graham. They brought up, you know, what had happened in the Carolinas and Georgia and Tennessee and all. And he just jumped right from that. He said, yeah, but have you seen what's going on in Israel? You know, like, well, I'm not worried about my own people here in South Carolina, North Carolina, et cetera. I'm more worried about Israel. And that just sums it up right there, that, you know, they're not concerned about their own people. They're concerned about their donors, and their donors happen to be big money Jews through AIPAC and all that, and their true colors as politicians are showing. They may give lip service to supporting our people when tragedies come, but they really are concerned about protecting the source of their revenue, their money for their campaigns, and that means they have to please their donors. rather than their constituents and their own people. So I think you're absolutely right about that. I don't have any faith in either party. I'd much rather see Trump, to be honest about it, I'd rather see Trump in there than Kamala Harris or some other Democrat. I mean, they're just outright communist. I mean, what can you say? But, you know, I really wish we had a pro-South, pro-white candidate that we could vote for. But I don't see anything on the horizon right now that would allow us to do that. But that's not to say that somebody like that couldn't emerge. But I do think it's going to have to be somebody emerging not from the current political class. Those people are already compromised beyond hope, I think. So it's going to have to be somebody that comes out of the people, as it were. And I'm not sure that we have the infrastructure, the party structure, the media, to get somebody like that well known enough to make a challenge to someone like Trump or, you know, other Republicans down there who betrayed us and who are going to continue to sing the praises of Israel and pretty much turn their back on their own people and you know, their own country. So we've got a hell of a mess here in a lot of ways, but I think a lot of it's going to be straightened out within the next, 4 months or so.
Countdown's coming. It's getting pretty close.
The countdown's coming. We may not know everything we need to know by January of 2025, but we're going to know a lot of it. The picture's going to be a lot clearer for a lot of people between now and then, by that time. So I'm very optimistic about what's going on here. I know there are a lot of bad things being revealed, but you know, those things have to be revealed for people to learn about them and say, man, this is terrible. You know, we just can't keep on putting up with this kind of stuff. We have to do something. So I'm really optimistic in that I do think people are beginning to learn the truth. And at the center of this is being willing to name your enemy. And we talked about this many times. That means, in our case here, not just naming, non-whites generally, but to name the Jew in particular.
Yes.
And again, I don't want to just stop there because – you know, we can blame other people for where we are right now, but the real blame is with us. We've let it happen. We've let this happen because of our inactivity, our complacency, and in many cases, our cowardice.
Yes, always the cowardice. I think that's the number one. Alexander Solzhenitsyn would agree with you when he came back over in the 70s. He talked about that. I don't want to cut you off. He said that when he came over here, one of the things I know he said was what that just stood out at him, and I'm paraphrasing, like a neon sign in a coal mine, that the cowardice and the timidity of the Western man, have they been timid, beaten down, I'll just say castrated. But you're so right. Dr. Hill, I'd like to know somebody else out there who I despise as much, probably more than Jews, and these so-called Judeo-Christians. You mentioned Lindsey Graham, Dr. Hill. I guarantee double damn to you these Judeo-Christians, and I live close to one of the largest Baptist churches in the South, Bellevue Baptist Church. You can talk to them, people about this. You can talk to them about Lindsey Graham. And I guarantee you they would be a lot more agreeable with him than what he said than disagreeable. But they think it doesn't matter what those stinking Jews do, that they are God's chosen people, and you can destroy that with the Bible in a heartbeat. But I would say our Judeo-Christians and our fake white people, I'm gonna name one, Jared Taylor. That Jared Taylor has led more people down the wrong trail than any man I know of. He's very dangerous. He picks his, you mentioned it, we kind of blame the Negro, but you know what? Without the Negro, we talked about this on Blood River Radio 100 times, without the Jew, the Negro could have never done anything that he did. They're the attack dogs. The Jew is like the drug dealer that has the dope patch, and the attack dogs that guard the dope patch are the blacks. And that's what they use them. And you can't get these people to wake up to that. These people that follow the, and I just call them Jared Taylor's army. And there's 100 of them that follow him. And like I told Dr. Hill before we came on, I don't punch to the right because I don't consider people like Jared Taylor to the right. I consider him a traitor. And I name names because these people need to be flushed out and exposed. Anyway, but Dr. Hill, with that, or who's, you know, with this Haiti, what you said, all this bad crap happening to the United States, especially in the South, I don't know how people cannot wake up and see what's going on and see what who their enemy is and see just how much this Zog Judeo-Christian federal government is their enemy. There's nothing, you know. Also, the second part, well, I'll ask that second part of that question in just a second. But Dr. Hill, are these stinking Judeo-Christians ever going to wake up? And if they do wake up, are they? The big question is, and I've said this to Rand on the air, I'm awake, you're awake, everybody's mama's awake. So now what? Now what do we do? Anyway, back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well,
we're going to go to a quick break, Dr. Hill. I guess I went too long. Dear Blood River Radio people, we got to go to a quick break. We'll come right back right after this break right here. Be right back, folks.
What is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, hope Dr. Hill can remember the question I asked. I can't remember hardly any damn thing. Anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill. If you can't remember the question, I'll see if I can remember to re-ask it. And I got some other questions to ask, too. But thank you, Dr. Hill, for putting up with my – I know people probably think I go over the top. But listen, I'm 77 years old, and I've been in more tight situations you can think about. I was drafted in 67. I mean, I've seen almost every damn thing you can see, and I never, ever, 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 ever used the card because I'll just say this right here. The only thing I regret about burning my uniform when I came home was I can't burn a son of a bitch again. Anyway, back to you, Dr. Hill. That's how much I think this Judeo government we got. Well, go ahead. I'm getting too carried away. I lose my concentration when I get too fired up, Dr. Hill. But well, seems like you always bring that out of me, though.
Well, that may be a good thing, sir. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just 5 years behind you, and I've seen quite a bit in my lifetime too. But again, as I said, I'm really in the long term optimistic because I think I know, or at least historically, I know what our people have done. And I think that same blood courses in our veins today. It needs to be awakened to the critical situation that we find ourselves in. And I think our people have allowed themselves to be lulled asleep by prosperity and by the siren's song of that, you know, everything is fine. You know, we've just got to, you know, make sure that our democracy is safe here, as they say. Yes. But I think a lot of our people anyway are beginning to say, our democracy, hell, this is not not supposed to be a democracy, and it sure as hell doesn't belong to us anymore. I really do think a lot of our people have finally realized that an alien presence has taken over our government, and that Zog is absolutely a real thing. It's not just a figment of somebody's imagination. It is an absolute real thing, and all you have to do is just start noticing what's going on around you, and you'll see that it is indeed something that's happening. It's something that's going to have to be dealt with, because we simply can't allow another people, an alien people with an alien ideology, to take over the country that our ancestors sweated and bled in order to give us as an inheritance. And we've simply got to get tough-minded enough to say, no, we're taking back what belongs to us. And it's going to be a fight. I mean, it really is going to be a fight. And I'm like you. I think it's going to be, in the end, a literal fight.
Yes,
and,
no doubt.
But that won't be anything new for our people. We've had to fight for everything we've ever had. So just get used to it. I mean, your enemy, as we've mentioned before in the show here, not just today, but many times in the past, your enemy is serious about this. He's out to take everything you have and destroy you and laugh about it. And that's what's happening. And we're not the kind, us Scots-Irish Southerners and others, to sit around and let that happen without putting up a fight to the finish to regain what is rightfully ours. And I'm seeing some of that spirit come back to our people, and it's a very heartening thing to see indeed.
You know, a great man once said that when men, that I admire very much, when men have lost everything, they lose it. And so people, a lot of us white people probably may have to lose everything, but then when we lose everything, are we going to be so broke and sleep beat down we can't come back? But I'd like to point this right here. Two of the greatest weaknesses we have, and I'm convinced that one of them is genetic. It's mostly genetic. Some of it has been pounded into our head by this communist takeover of our school systems. They had been controlled probably since at least the 50s. Because I saw when the Baptist churches started preaching, love thy Negro more than thyself, and love thy Jew more than thy Negro. That's an oversimplification, but it's pretty much what they said. And I lived right in the middle of the worst black town in the South. It couldn't be any worse, and I knew the truth. But anyway, getting back to this, to the genetic defect, I think the evidence shows to me that white people have, I call it a suicide gene. It's many white people, and predominantly in the Judeo-Christian churches, they have a sympathy, this wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth, that they worry day and night about anything other than their own white people. They'll have, all you gotta do to get these white people to cow down in a little town like down in Alabama, they're starting to flood Alabama with these Haitian animals down there. And the reason they're so bad off is because they killed every living white person down there. And I'll say 1805 plus or minus a year. It was either 1804 or 1806. They killed everybody, pregnant women. I mean, it's been that way forever. It'll never change. But as long as the blacks are left by themselves, they'll always be like that. But Dr. Quill, I think we have to bring these people that have this excess sympathy for every kind of race except for their own, because all these people have to do, all these the ZOG, the government, all they have to do when they're coming in these towns like Alabama, a place up there in Ohio, is say, they'll play this sympathy card. Oh, but you're a racist. You don't want your town flooded with blacks, and you're a hater. So I think, Dr. Hill, one of our biggest enemies, it's not just the Jew. Like you said, the Jew is the son of Satan. But the Jew, son of Satan, could not get by what he's getting by if at least half the people, like you mentioned it, it's our damn fault. And before we run out of time, you can respond to that, Dr. Hill, and I'm going to ask you, who's going to win the election and how much hell is going to break loose? If it's, I think if Kamala wins, I predict that white people will do very little. But if by some miracle Trump can beat the cheating and get installed, I think probably hell's going to break loose. But what's your take on those things I said, Dr. Hill?
Well, I think if it's a fair election, Trump will win. I think he's got a lot more support than the Democrats. Americans may have been asleep, but I think they're waking up to the fact that there's a lot of communism in the Democratic Party that's revealing itself. I think if Trump wins, I think there'll be riots in the streets. But the question is, the wild card is, how will Trump respond? You know, he doesn't have to worry about being reelected again. He can respond in a very, very rough way, and I hope he does. And if he keeps his promises, that'll be a very good thing. He's made some good promises. I just want to see him keep them. One is to start deporting all these people who shouldn't be here. If Harris wins, she'll win by cheating. And then the real question will be answered. What will all the white folks out here who see Trump as their man, their candidate, what will they do? That will be kind of the acid test, I guess you might say, of what the future holds in the short run and maybe even the long run. But I'm telling you this, no matter who wins, and I use wins, put wins in quotation marks, in next month, and it's a month from today, by the way, there's going to be chaos in the streets of the country, no matter what, because neither side will accept the other's victory as being legitimate. And that's a recipe for a civil war.
Yes, I hate to say it, but you know what? I'm not asking for a civil war. I don't want it, really. But sometimes, you know, you have to pass a kidney stone. And it's just, there's nothing much more painful than a kidney stone. I've been told it's even worse than labor, going through hard labor, breech births almost. Sometimes you have to go in and lance a bull. You know, I mean, I know that's an oversimplification probably, but it may be inevitable, Dr. Hill, that we do have a civil war. It looks to me like it's lining up. If the Jews don't get us nuked off the face of the earth, before that happens, because
that's a question. I mean, you know, some people say we may not even have an election, and that's the third option. And if there is no election for whatever reason, how do people on both sides respond to that? And who has power in that case? I mean, I don't know. Joe Biden is AWOL right now. I don't even know if he knows he's in the world. So if that happens and there is no election, who's running the show? So any one of these scenarios is kind of chaotic in and of itself. So it's going to be real interesting living in the USA here for the next, about three or four months. So everybody get ready. Get ready.
It's going to be interesting. Most certainly is. And I got to get me an M14. I really do. I've got a lot of firearms, but I want me an M14 so bad. I'd like to have about 5 spare clips. But anyways, if you see anybody that's got one that they want to get rid of, Dr. Hill, you let me know. Dear Blood River Radio people, thank you so much. What a great time. It's been so long since we've been on the air, but even longer since we had the one and only General Dr. Hill on. I sure hope you enjoy it, folks, as much as you can enjoy Blood and Guts Radio. And hang off your seats. We're going to transition the second hour. We're picking up Monica Schaefer, a.k.a. Braveheart. We're picking up Matt the Mole, who's going to come on for the first time in quite a while. So be right back, folks. Go get you some coffee. It's going to be a long break.